know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people think I have no shot in the running competition. And I can honestly tell you, I didn't know how bad my running apparently is until I heard Spike talk about it yesterday. That's honest truth. Like John talked about years ago, he didn't know how bad he became as far as moving at the end of his football career compared to other NFL players till his dad told him. He's like, his dad told him, like, dude, you don't move anymore the way you used to. I had no idea that my running apparently is so bad. Listen to something that Spike discussed yesterday on the afternoon show.
So at bat number two, first pitch, swinging strike.
Yep.
Second pitch, Joe DeCamera, easy ground ball to third base. Third baseman takes his time, throws him out. And here's where I noticed that Joe DeCamera was in real trouble because I had to watch him run. Now, you get, as you said, I give Joe DeCamera credit. He stepped up there against a guy who had, you know, pitched in college. You know, we all say Joe's not an athlete. He's not an athlete. But, man, you can tell the guy's not an athlete by the way that he runs. He runs like somebody is holding his shoulders back.
He runs legs and stomach first.
Yeah, like crotch first.
Crotch first?
Yeah, like he's got a force field in front of his crotch or something.
Wow.
That's dead on.
Was not a compliment.
That's dead on.
No. Is it dead
on?
You
see it every Friday.
It is a perfect description of you running. Honestly, that was my biggest takeaway, too, when you ran at first. I was like, he's got no... My very first thought was, he's going to lose the sprint by a mile. Like, I was shocked. No offense.
Okay.
I thought you did a good job otherwise.
You can say anything you want to say.
You were slower than I expected you to be.
Jody, was I slower than you would have expected me to be?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah,
you're much
but I won't be as, yeah, here's the word I want to use, nasty, about your style.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
didn't look terrible.
It was just slow.
You were just slow.
I agree with Jody, because you have had the run with the belly out thing in the past. We brought that up to you before with videos. I didn't feel like it was the belly out as much as it was just like laboring to get to
laboring
first base.
Laboring is a very good
right?
word, James.
Yeah.
Crotch. First, crotch or crotch
leading.
Out or whatever. I have never heard that.
Someone holding your shoulders back
oh
is a pretty
God.
Funny way
if somebody
to
ever
it.
Watched you run, it's an apt description.
Mm. Okay, don't make a guy feel good, but I'm doing the best I can.
Start looking for the best running coach in the, in the area.
Start looking for some twin I don't know about to fill in for me. Seltzer YouTube. We get a lot of questions and comments.
Yes.
Normally more of the comment variety that come in on YouTube watchers. What are they saying today?
Let's start out with Squid Cycles. Squid says, there is no shot Joe wins anything else. Not a believer in Joe after yesterday.
That's fine. I mean, I'll take my medicine today, but I will tell you that I don't think you're speaking accurately.
Let's see what you think of Greg's comment. Greg says, who's a better pitcher, Jack Fritz or Jordan Romano?
Oh,
tough beat for Jordan Romano right there, I'll tell you. Jack Fritz, an ERA of 0.00. DDS
true.
Points out, it's true. WP, thank you for saying this. WP33 says, the competition is a fantastic idea for the summer slow period. So that's good.
It's been fun.
Honestly, to your point, the amount of calls we get about it, the amount of people there yesterday, very cool. I'm happy that people are... into the spirit of this whole, you know what
it's,
I mean?
It's been,
yesterday, because like there have been moments where it's felt a little, you know, adversarial or whatever. Yesterday was pure fun.
It was great.
It was a blast, and it felt like everyone coming together to have a good time.
I could not believe how hard it was to find a parking spot.
It was unbelievable.
It was
I
absurd.
Had to park. They have a parking area by the field. I had to park like. Half a mile away in front of the school.
I was there before 11 o'clock, and I was in the second parking lot. The first one was full.
They were all not full. I got there at 11:30. They were all full by 11:30. All of them.
It was really...
It was crazy.
It was... And again, I keep using this word, but it's... Look, guys, I started a radio station where, you know, if the time of the day I was on, if you had, you know, 100 listeners, you and you didn't know, But like, you, like, I don't know if I have 100 listeners.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So to know that that many people were there, it's very, for me personally, and I'm sure by extension for our radio station, it's a gratifying reality to know that that many people care. That was really cool.
One more comment from WP33 who says, the ump wasn't that good. Late calls and some questionable calls. I personally witnessed the late calls.
Did you notice that? I did not.
No.
I didn't notice the lateness. Again, I noticed two pitches that I thought were high that were called balls. Otherwise, I thought he did a pretty
solid. Jody, should I have had that one that could have drilled me? I mean, it was going for the ribs, man. Like, is it worth the ribs?
How bad do you want to win?
Huh?
Yeah.
I said, how bad do you want to win?
I'd probably rather not have broken ribs.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Because Ben Davis said yesterday, the two things you don't want
to
hit.
Ben really psyched you out with that.
Well, your head and your ribs.
Really psyched you out with the ribs thing. You're getting a little support, though, on a certain topic. Mike Hand says, as a UPS driver, I'm with you, Joe. We know where, and he goes all caps for this. He knows where all the good bathrooms are.
Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
We got another
He's a
one.
UPS driver.
There's another one. Frank P says cleanest men's rooms are always TJ Maxx, Kohl's, or Nordstrom's.
Yeah.
If you need to stop, stop there.
Yeah. Trust me, it's not about UPS. It's about IBS.
Yes. All right. One last comment from Joseph. Joseph agrees with me. He says if you can serve in tennis, you win.
I don't know. Like, I think it's more than that, but obviously that gives you an advantage. All right, let's get to Mike calling from Delran. Michael, good morning.
How's you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Hey,
I commend you, Joe, for doing this thing. But if you watch Forrest Gump, the scene when he runs out of the house on super slow mo,
yeah,
yeah, you're in trouble with running, boss.
Yeah, I probably am. I probably am.
But, all right, I mean, if you're as good at tennis, you know, maybe it'll be 2-2. But I don't know if you have a shot at basketball, bud. That's, I mean, what do you got, take it back to the line? Like,
we haven't said. The only thing we've said is that it'll be 1-on-1 up to 11. Now, what we got to determine is it win by two? Are you, are we counting, threes as twos? The nature of fouls and a ref? The nature of, are you taking it back to the free throw line or the 3-point line? Like, these are all things we still got to determine. But the basic thing we know is 1-on-1 to 11. And make it take, it's another thing we got to determine.
Good luck, man. I'm definitely going to try to make it to the basketball. I think I want to go watch that.
Good.
So I called on Monday. We were talking about the Phillies and, James, we were talking about Bryce Harper, right? Like, that was a big night for him last night. It was good to see. It was good to come back that way after such a devastating loss the night before. They could have easily got swept. So, I mean, kudos to them for at least getting the bats going yesterday. And as far as the Eagles go, dude, 12 days, yeah. Man, I can't wait. I am so pumped. Like, I'm so excited because I feel like, I guess Chuck said it earlier, it is a repeat. Like I don't see anybody else in the NFC that can even hold a candle to this team. I think we're the best team in football, and I cannot wait.
Look, Mike, I don't say this to throw cold water on you. I'm just saying I encourage you to brace yourself for this likelihood. It'll be harder than you think.
So I understand that, but like you said earlier, we only won, one game after one playoff game? Right?
Yeah, after the four prior times being in the Super Bowl, yeah.
And it's also said that a lot of teams don't even make it to the playoffs after a Super Bowl run, right? And we made it three.
I don't know about that. The losing team of the Super Bowl often doesn't. The winning team, I think, often does.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard. Yeah, it's hard to get back, but I'm just excited. And something that's goofy but fun,
sure.
It's probably not the winner, but it's still funny to me, is how pissed off little kids get when you do the, got your nose.
Yeah, it is funny.
All right, Mike, good phone call, man.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.